Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
We need to talk.
About what?
Sean.
What about Sean?
Well, I guess he is very, very exhausted today.
Tired? He's tired?
Super tired.
Really?
Yeah, and then I guess the day before that, he was super duper tired.
Really?
And then I guess the day before that, he was super duper tired.
Been a tired week?
Super tired.
Well, let's check in.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with him.
Hey, Swallows?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, not much. What's up with you?
Not much.
How are you? Sound tired.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
You actually sound tired.
Yeah.
Do I? Well, what's going on with you?
I am tired. I've been staying up late.
Why?
Been staying up late. Been very busy this week.
You've been in the bars or something?
No, not in the bars. Just staying up late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tuesday, we went to Haunted House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, we stayed up late and did a video shoot for my wife. And then last night, we stayed up late. Just
whoa.
Staying up
you
late.
And your wife are shooting some videos late at night, are you?
Vivid?
Yeah.
Did you know that Vivid?
Yeah, for Vivid.
Were you over at that Scarlet Ranch?
No, no. That's then, tomorrow night.
And then what did you do last night?
Last night, we just stayed up late.
See, that's a problem when you have a wife that doesn't have a 9-to-5-er or a 7-to-4 or whatever. Because I've been on that side. Everybody's been on that side. You know you have that person that wakes up really early and you're like, come on, just stay up a few more hours.
Right, right.
Yeah, because they don't have to get up, so they don't care.
Right.
And you've had to stay up with people because they're like, just a couple more hours. You can nap later.
I'm a crasher, though.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy that when it's bedtime, it's bedtime. I don't care. I don't care if I got company at my house.
I know you do.
I'll go to bed.
You're like that sitcom guy that just walks away and goes to bed and everybody's still out partying. Right. We're like, where did he go? Hey.
But that's even on a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even have to work the next day.
Yeah, that's
but it's still bedtime for me. Sean, that surprises me. You guys are staying up so late. You don't even have cable.
Wow. So what time did you go to bed last night, finally?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I thought the TV stations to get on the rabbit ears, I thought they even signed off around
8
o'clock.
At midnight.
At midnight, they go to the American flag and play the national anthem. Right. They go to static.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they used to do that.
They did.
They would sign off at midnight.
They sure did. Go,
goodbye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da, da.
Yeah, that's how it went. All right. Well, you need to get some rest.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some rest.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some more of those butt pellets.
No, I got a lot of butt pellets. I just need to get
you're
more sleep.
You're not supposed to be tired.
Well, he's not. He's staying up, obviously.
Yeah, I'm staying up late.
Yeah, the butt pellets are working opposite as they should. He's not making good decisions.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, they're giving him so much energy, he's staying up too late.
Nailed it.
Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Try to get you some rest.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Are you doing any appearances this weekend?
No, I'm not. No, just got a big party at the Elks Lodge tonight, you know.
Another late night.
Oh, another. Yeah,
they shut her down around 9 there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They close the doors at 11. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
Turn the lights out.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
11
hilarious.
O'clock.
Band
okay.
has to stop.
On Saturday nights, they close at 8.
No.
Yeah. Which I think is weird, but.
Saturday night, the Elks Club closes at 8 p.m.?
Closes at 8.
Who's going to be at the Elks after 8 p.m. on
Sean
a Saturday?
Sean and Shayna.
Yeah, we've been there at 8, and we're the only ones there. Yep.
Just hopping over
this,
there.
Oh, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Have dinner at 5.
Hey, at least you belong to a club.
Yeah.
That's cool. You got
some social activity going on.
You belong to a club. You're good.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.